I'd like to just give you an overview of this series we're going to do by giving you just the seven reasons why I believe I could never be a Roman Catholic, and I trust at the end of the series that as you examine what I am sharing with you from God's Word, that you would also be able to unashamedly, and not in a fighting way, just in a very calm and assured way, say that you realize that Roman Catholicism is not only wrong, it's deadly and damnable if you believe it and if you practice it. Well, when I say that I want to show you where we're going, these points I'm going to show you, I don't want to be polemical. I don't want to be belligerent. I don't want to be insensitive. It's not that we want to hurt people. When I explain to you why the Roman Catholic Church, and by the way, I've taken groups there, many groups, seven specific groups I've taken to Rome. We've gone through St. Peter's. In fact, I remember that Bonnie was carrying little James. She was 6.5 months expecting. I said, honey, I have always wanted to go to the cupola. That's the very top of the St. Peter's. And she walked all 995 steps with me up. And I almost carried her 995 back down. It's not that there's anything wrong with the city of Rome. There's nothing wrong with the beautiful St. Peter's. It's not that it's bad that there are probably more people that go to church in America that go to Roman Catholic churches than anywhere else. That's not so much the problem. The problem is that the doctrine that they believe is so opposed directly to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what gives me such sadness of heart, that people could be so religious, so surrounded by the truth, and for the most part, never embrace that truth. Galatians chapter 1, starting in verse 6, the Apostle Paul has one point in these verses, and that is that there's just one gospel. There aren't many. There aren't multiple versions. There's one gospel. And this is what he says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Now look at this, the most serious verse of all, verse 8. But even if I and others, we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that we have preached to you. Now look at this. Let him be, and he uses the word, damned, accursed, forever banished from the presence of God. As I've said before, so now I say it again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Now, how do we receive the gospel? We received it, delivered to us under the inspiration of God's Spirit, in this book, in both the Old and New Testaments. God, who in divers manners in times past has spoken to us through the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And so the Lord Jesus Christ put his seal on the revelation of God as he chose apostles to affirm and prophets to speak his word. And so he delivered, and our Lord's brother Jude said, he delivered the faith once and for all for the saints. That is not the gospel that is being dispensed from the Roman Catholic Church. And that's the sadness. There are, and now you can turn back to Revelation 17, there's a dangerous time coming. And I just briefly want to allude to this, and those of you that want to study it in depth, the whole chapter is about the collapse of Satan's church. You see, Satan is busy building a church right now. In the process of looking through this chapter, we find Satan's bride is the delusion of religion. Satan, ever since the Garden of Eden, has been building his church. His church has flourished. Cain was his first member, it says in 1 John 3:12. And ever since, the church of Satan has formed many congregations. You say, really? Are you talking about Anton LaVey and the church of Satan from California? No. His congregations meet in church buildings, in synagogues, in mosques, in cathedrals, and in temples. Everywhere where organized religion stresses that you, through your human working, can achieve your way to God. That's religion. Religion says that man can achieve and make himself acceptable to God. God has revealed that there is nothing that we can do that is righteous. Nothing. And therefore, we cannot achieve God's favor. We can only accept and receive the merits of Christ on our behalf. It's imputed. It's not received one dose at a time, which is the heartbeat of Romanism. Jesus came to seek and to save. He gave himself to purchase us from sin and damnation. He lives as our great high priest to purify and to cleanse us from all defilement. And we are to be his pure and chaste virgin, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now turn back with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, please, because the Apostle Paul warned us that there would be something that would be an impediment to us being a pure and holy bride to Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 11, he warned us in verse 13 of 2 Corinthians 11 that there are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles for Christ or of the gospel of Christ. Look at verse 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Satan's greatest realm of activity is in organized religion. There are more people going to hell because of religion than there are because of any of the sins of the flesh, lustful things, pride, arrogance, materialism. Those things are not as damnable as false religion. And that's what we'll see of our study of Romanism. In the 17th chapter of Revelation that we studied, we saw the culmination of Satan's false system.